It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it.
Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. And the other guy on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, happy Wednesday to you. Hump day, you're over the hump. That means we're sliding into the weekend as of right now. So everything downhill from here. We're glad to be there. We're glad you're riding along here with us. You can always download the podcast wherever podcasts are found. Go to kslsports.com, and you can stream the station all day long. You can also download our amazing new bug-free KSL Sports app. I think I got it all in there, Scott. So
congratulations.
There you go. Yeah. Also, guys, ReMedical is Utah's only physician-owned and operated wellness clinic offering ED treatments that are discreet, non-invasive, and customized for your needs. So go ahead and visit ReMedical today. ReMedical.com is the website. That's ReMedical.com. Did you ever have to pay to use a number 19 or
my freshman year at Utah.
What did you pay?
Tommy, well, I didn't pay. I just didn't wear it.
Oh, that's when you didn't.
So my redshirt wear year, I wore the number 12.
Okay.
Good trivia question.
That is great.
Nobody would know the answer.
No. When he was a lowly redshirt thrown on the practice squad or on the scout squad, what number did Scott Mitchell wear? 12. So that's good. That is a good one. I didn't know that. I usually know a lot about you.
Yeah.
Well, Juju Smith-Schuster, of course, is a guy who just signed on with the Patriots.
Yes.
And there's already a number 9 there, which he's been wearing for the last couple seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like a person. It's not like it's a punter, you know. It's Matthew Judon, who's like an insane edge rusher, kind of became, he's one of the best, sack machines in the league. And Juju Smith-Schuster said, hey, man, that's kind of my number. What do you want for it? $100,000, straight up. He just said, I want $100,000. And Juju Smith-Schuster said, too rich for my blood, moving on, getting a new number. Now, I think when he came in the league, he didn't have 9 because you couldn't have the single-digit numbers, I don't think, as a wide receiver. You tell me.
You could as a wide receiver. You couldn't as an edge rusher.
Yeah, okay.
So
Judon definitely couldn't be a 9. But I think Juju was like an 80-something maybe when he was first at Pittsburgh, right?
Actually, no, wide receivers were in the 80s.
Yeah, I think that when they first –
They were in the 80s.
When they first got to that number, he was wearing – it looks like well, I've seen different things. He was 19, it looks like.
Yes.
When he was first in the league, he was number 19. And now he's 9. And now he's probably just going to go back to 19 again. Did you see that whole thing that Dion was talking about, by the way, with numbers? It was massively confusing. It was the one thing that I was like, I don't think I'm tracking this, coach, and I'm not feeling the spirit, the neon Dion spirit on this one.
I think numbers are as big a deal to these athletes as anything.
So he's definitely using them as capital. And so the whole video was him going, who wants to be number 17? The guy stands up and he's like, or no, he goes, Johnson, stand up. What number you want? That's what he said. He goes, 17. He goes, all right, who else wants to be 17? And so the guy stands up and he goes, all right, you got to beat him. You know? and then he goes, all right, so Smith, what number you want? And he goes, 31. And he's like, all right, who else wants to be 31? All right, so you'll probably get that number. It was trying to be this motivating thing, and it was kind of halfway working. I get these guys want to be those numbers.
Yeah.
And look, speaking of 19s, Juju Smith-Schuster and you.
Nothing wrong with that.
You both, you guys, you talk about how freaked out. But why would the kids be more worried about numbers these days than they would kind of in 80s?
Oh, no, I don't think it's different today than
it's
it was
athletes.
Then. I just think it's that way in general.
Yeah.
There's something about it's like putting on your Superman suit or your superhero suit. You know, that number is like having a cape, or that number is like,
yeah,
you know, having the ability to, you know, I don't know, swim underwater, whatever.
And some of these guys would have been wearing it forever. And
yeah,
so.
And so it's that, you know, Captain America has shown up here in his number one. But then some guys go, you know, that was an old number. That was an old situation. I want to make a new change.
A little fresh
start.
I want
to move to another thing. And for me, I was like, nope, that's my number.
No,
that's my
good
identity. That's
so
who
did
I
you
am.
When you went to Baltimore – was Johnny Unitas' number wasn't retired.
With the Baltimore Colts that had moved to
Indianapolis. Oh, so they were technically still. So is number 19 hanging up in the rafters there in Indianapolis or what?
Yeah.
Oh.
But
you had to intersect with him at some point. Or you didn't have to. I think you just kind of – didn't you meet with him just out of like –
Who, Johnny Unitas?
Yeah.
No, we had lunch together.
You had lunch? And you said, yeah. Would you be offended if I wore 19?
Multiple times, actually.
Oh.
We hung out. He was
soft
kind
shell
of,
crabs. The blue crab.
Actually, we did eat at a pretty amazing restaurant, but
that's something I've never had. I've eaten all the seafood on the planet, but I'm a West Coast guy, ate Dungeness crab and.
Oh, you've missed out on it.
I know.
It's kind of about the same.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Dungeness is kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
His deal was, I don't care about the number. Like to him, it meant nothing, and it was the fans. They were like, "This is a defamation of his character.
How
that
dare you?
You would wear this."
So were people upset when you were wearing it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The Ravens were like, man, we're so happy and proud you're wearing this. Way to go. Way to stand up for yourself. We're sick of these Colts fans. We want our own identity.
Tell me what you think of this. The Lions picked up C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who's one of the better defenders off of this NFC champion Eagles team this last year. And he gets to a new team. He goes to the Lions. I think a lot of guys cash in, you know, after they have a big season. They're on the big stage. And he goes to Detroit, and I think Detroit is in a really good spot. Dan Campbell, you know, obviously
a lot of folks like him.
Tons of they're going to be like this dark horse pick that everybody's going to have, and so then it's not really a dark horse pick anymore. But he says that this Detroit roster is actually a little bit better than the Eagles. Now, he was at the Eagles, obviously. He's coming to a new team. Is that just kind of new team talk?
No,
trying to motivate some people?
Actually, so when I went to Cincinnati, I go – there's more talent on this team than on a lot of other teams I played that, like in Detroit, that went to the playoffs. Or even, like, when I was in my – like, if you're a team that's always picking in the top 10 every single year in the draft, then you're going to end up with a lot of good players.
Yeah.
And it's so much about how those players are utilized, how they're coached. That doesn't surprise me in the least bit. I've seen lesser talented teams – do a whole lot more than teams that were more that doesn't shock me at all.
I just think it's funny because he's like, if you go to a new team, you're not going to go, yeah, we're not as good, and it's going to take a while. I mean, we've heard that too. So I guess setting this kind of thing up might make you a little too maybe the expectations start to go a little bit too high again. But
well, think about the Eagles when they basically built their team through the draft. So it's hard to say, oh yeah, these guys were really good because they're still establishing how good they really are. Like that defensive front for Philadelphia is pretty darn good.
Yes.
But it's a team. It's a lot of players that not a lot of people really knew much about. And Jalen Hurts was, I mean, that one just came out of the blue. So they're, you know, and so when you have a team like that, you know, you got to win games. You got to establish yourself as going, oh, these guys are pretty good.
Next up on the old NFL roundup here, Scott, I was actually like, oh, I want to go back a little bit to something we talked about yesterday. We are obsessed with Gwyneth Paltrow's ski.
It's interesting.
And remember those glasses I said yesterday? I go, dude, those are kind of weird 80s glasses.
Yes.
Everybody and their dog pointed out that she's wearing Jeffrey Dahmer's glasses from the 80s. And sure enough, they're the exact frames that looks like that the serial mass murderer.
So I haven't watched or really paid attention to any of this. You know?
I still don't get it.
And it's one of those things where there's part of me that makes me feel like, is someone taking a swipe at celebrity? You know, they're trying to take advantage of, here's some deep pockets. I'm really gonna go to town with this. And is it this celebrity going, this is unjustified. I'm not gonna take this. I'm gonna stand up for myself. Or is it like, you know, kind of this out of touch with reality celebrity kind of thing? I don't know what it is, right? So I don't. Yeah. I can't make a comment on it other than I think it's really strange when we have these people that are kind of in that fourth dimension. You know, they're not real. You know, and you see them in a real setting, and I think you look at them different. You know, you think of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. You know, that was just a circus beyond anything. And of course, OJ, I mean, that was just.
And
because you never expect people that to be like train wrecks.
Well, we actually had this discussion the other day. I think you were in an NFL locker room, right? When the OJ trial kind of came down, or when the verdict came down. I was in Spanish class in high school.
Right.
And we were listening to it on the radio, right?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of the whole world had kind of paused for that verdict. And I remember just thinking, oh my gosh, this is the biggest deal. I am going to remember forever where I was in Spanish class in high school when OJ was found not guilty. And sure enough, still remember it to this day. OJ's still, by the way, pumping out Twitter videos and TikTok videos like every day.
I think OJ's the most forgotten person.
Really?
I
think he's doing everything he can to not be forgotten.
I know, but I don't think anybody's really tuning in. I really don't. There may be a fringe of society, but I just think it's like, yeah, we've turned off the noise on that dial there. We're not really interested.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and when we do, we have our 2-minute drill, and then we're getting you ready for this Jazz Timberwolves game tonight at Vivint Smart Home Arena. Stay right here. You'll get the coverage. Jake Scott and Tim Lacombe, of course, going to bring that to you in the pregame, and then the voice of the Utah Jazz, David Locke, and, of course, his broadcast partner, Ron Boone, going to take over with that as well. It's all right here on the home of the Utah Jazz, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.